Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rick Bucher of Fox Sports 1 saying that parity is not good for the NBA. You were...
I vehemently disagree.
You nailed vehemently. I'm so proud of you.
I thought about it 7 times before I said it.
That's like... let's just end the show now.
Proud papa?
I'm a proud papa. Proud of you, son.
Thanks, Dad.
Why do you vehemently disagree?
I don't think that super teams help the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, maybe it helps Stephen A. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the people, the talking heads on the shows that all they want to do is talk about these super teams. I mean, to me... again, we live in a smaller market. I think it allows teams, especially like us in smaller markets, to have a realistic expectation to make a run in the playoffs and to each year think that, hey, we could possibly win a title, win a championship.
I think Rick's thinking is very old school. I think that is how the NBA has thought at a lot of times. Now, I will say... I don't think super teams in any way were good because super teams were like this Megazord version of...
Megazord?
Of dynasties. So like dynasties, I do think have their appeal. The Lakers dynasty with Shaq and Kobe. They actually had some super teams. Everybody talks about the Karl Malone, Gary Payton year. Guys, Ron Harper was one of their guys. I think they had Rodman in for a drink once. But Horace Grant was on that team
That's
at the end of his
had?
Career. They constantly had those guys chasing titles at the end of their year. So, or at the end of their careers. So, I don't think super teams are good. I don't think where you've got four elite players on a championship team, and that means the gap between them and the second best team is the Gulf of Mexico. I don't think that's good. Now, there might be some line of thinking that you do need to have certain teams kind of consistently in the picture. Like if this was OKC versus Minnesota and then Indiana versus Boston, I'd probably agree. I'm not for me, because I'm going to be excited either way. I like new blood. But for the casual fan, that probably wouldn't been enough, the blue bloods. And blue bloods are a moving target, but like Boston's an easy blue blood. Dallas isn't quite a blue blood, but I mean, think about it. They won a title within the last 15 years. Luka has been in the playoffs the last 3, 4, 5 years. Kyrie obviously has some brand. So like there's enough awareness about the Dallas Mavericks. But still, half the teams in the conference finals, you know, half the teams that could make the finals are teams that just the casual fan just doesn't know. And so I like the way Rick's talking about it. He's saying, well, the NBA's better when the Lakers are good. And the NBA's better when the Celtics are in it. And the NBA's better when the Knicks are in it. And the NBA's are better when this team's and this team. But the reality is, I think the NBA is better when you've got, even if it's not dynasty, when you have enough familiar faces, I would venture to say, if the NBA could have just made Denver and Minnesota the Western Conference Finals, which would have gotten the team that won the title last year one step farther in the playoffs, they would have preferred that than Dallas versus Minnesota.
What if you've got Minnesota and the Pacers in the finals? It's kind of an intriguing matchup.
It is, but I don't...
Because you have two completely contrasting styles.
I just don't know it's going to work for any... Like, it's going to work... If you love basketball, it's going to work for you. Any NBA finals is going to work for you. Guys, in the bubble, we were talking the Heat and the Lakers, and that was wet work by LeBron and AD. But, and even that was two teams that are franchises that fans know a lot about. But my point is, I just think this is about casual fans. And I think the unfortunate reality is, until casual fans see, because dynasties, super teams, whatever you want to call them, that is what has made the NBA. It's the thing that I have fought against my whole career. My whole life. Like, maybe this is because not enough fans realize this. Because the Cavs got waxed by Jordan and literally had very little chance to make the playoffs consistently by the time the second three-peat came along, let alone not just make the playoffs, but like compete for a title. Because of that, it was tough. It was tough as a small market fan to be like, yeah, I'm a Cavs fan. Why? You just big Bobby Phils fan? You big believer in Big Shot Bob Sura? Right? You think Vitaly Potapenko is going to pull the sword from the stone? Or Potapenko, depending on how you want to say it? Like,
what did you call him the first time?
Potapenko. And then Potapenko.
It's Potapenko.
Yeah, or it could be Potapenko. Could be...
Potapenko?
That's hard to say. You got vehemently, damn it. But no, I mean, I think that's where I, as an NBA fan, I saw Orlando, who had Shaq and Penny Hardaway. I saw how hard it was for them to get one NBA Finals appearance, let alone multiple ones. So I personally don't like dynasty or super teams. It makes it hard to be a fan of the product. At the same point, do I think that has hurt baseball a little bit? Yeah. Like, the Dodgers have had a super team the last 6 or 7 years. The Astros have as well. But, like, do I think it's been a little all over the map because you've had so many different champions? Yeah. I think parity works really well in football. But I think parity is really tough to follow when it comes to sports with longer seasons because there's more time for you to check out. So if you didn't watch Anthony Edwards and Chet Holmgren go toe-to-toe, or it was Anthony Edwards and SGA go toe-to-toe in February when they were the 1 and 2 seeds in the West, this is your first exposure to those players. Now, the good news is, where I think he's wrong is, I think it's more important to have faces of the league still in the series and still this late in the playoffs. You do have that with Luka and Kyrie. You do have that. The Tatum thing, I think, is a bit of a red herring. Like, I think Tatum is a face of the league. I think Jaylen Brown, I don't know why that dude isn't. But my point is, like, Anthony Edwards should be that guy. I don't know who from Indiana will be. Everybody keeps saying Halliburton.
Of course it's Halliburton.
Yeah, he's having a really good run right now. This is not a guy who's averaging 30 points a game in his career. The last 2 years are his high watermarks. They're 20 points a game. That's nice. That's respectable. Like, it's not Anthony Edwards dropping 30 points a game or SGA dropping 30 points a game. We will continue on with this, but 216-474-0092. Do you like this better than super teams? As a fan, is a different champion for the last 6 years, is that better than the era of three teams on any given five-year stretch could win?
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.